Cattle farms in South Sudan's Lake State look serene in the early morning hours, but villagers say anything can trigger a conflict with neighbors from a hostile tribe. Fighting to avenge a wrong, real or perceived, is part of the culture.
If you just keep quiet, you don't run after your cow and get it back, as if your manhood is being questioned. You are not strong. You are not a strong, Nilotic man. Who are you? Because in any community discussion, you will be referred as a coward.
South Sudanese fought an intermittent civil war with Sudan until a peace agreement was reached in 2005, leading to South Sudan's independence in 2011. But two chief leaders of the South have become arch enemies. Their personal conflict has flamed into a full-fledged civil war between the Dinka and Nuer ethnic groups for the past 14 months.
In this pastoralist community, cattle raids have always been there. But to me, they have not been so destructive like our time today. And I may attribute this maybe also to possession of illegal arms. In the past, long ago, they were using spears. and the spears are not so destructive like guns.
Since tradition demands revenge for losing a family member, more and more villagers are getting killed.
It has become very worse. Because your brother kill, you go and kill another one who is not killing your brother. And another one will just go and kill. The one who is not killing his brother. So it's cycling like this. It's increasing.
The northern village of Nayal is somewhat isolated from the war zone and is housing some people displaced by violence. After her eldest child was killed in the civil war, this newer woman fled here with her remaining son.
I suffered a lot and the hunger nearly killed me. My legs were cut up because I'd fall down, start walking again, and then fall down again.
But after recent floods devastated Nile's crops, its isolation is not so advantageous. The community largely depends on airdrops for food aid.
We don't have food. We just go to the water and dig up the lily roots to feed the children.
But for those who have come to Nile for protection, the choice is simple: hunger rather than war. The African Union countries are pushing for a creation of a transitional government in South Sudan to help restore peace. Slarissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.